So, 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, it was announced that the big new Metro sports facility in Christchurch isn't going to be finished anytime soon. This is the massive building you can see from Morehouse Avenue, which at the moment, well, to me anyway, looks like a stage at an outdoor rock concert. It's looked like that for a while, actually. So much so, again, to me anyway, that it's looked like not much progress has been made for quite some time. And as it turns out, not much has been happening, and the completion date has been pushed out another 2 years. Originally, it was going to be finished by the end of last year, but now it's expected to be finished in late 2024 and open to the public in early 2025. Think about it. By that time, early 2025, it'll be 14 years since the February 2011 earthquake, which is worth noting because the Metro Sports Facility is one of the big anchor projects that Jerry Brownlee had in his blueprint for the city's earthquake recovery back in the day. There was also the Tapai Convention Centre, which opened a year ago. Late. The bus interchange, that was one of the first cabs off the rank, so too was the Margaret Mahey Playground. The stadium is the other big one, and who knows? I mean, Lord knows when we'll be rocking up to watch games there. In fact, I try not to even think about that because then you just start to think about all the other things that have been delivered way later than first anticipated. And the Metro Sports Facility, or the Parakeori Recreation and Sports Centre, as it's also known, is now on that list of late deliveries because we know as of 5 p.m. on Friday that it'll be more than 2 years from now before anyone's jumping in the pools, riding the hydroslides and using all the other facilities. Now, don't get me wrong, when it's done, it will be magnificent. But I do wonder whether there are so many other new pools either built or yet to be built in Christchurch and surrounding areas that it'll be a bit like the central city and people will really need to be encouraged to come into town to use the big new facility. But we don't need to worry about that now. Well, not just yet anyway, because that battle is more than 2 years away. Now, the outfit building the Metro Sports Facility is Otakaro, the government agency that delivered the convention centre. And I thought its explanation for the reason behind this latest delay was pretty telling. This was in the media release that came out at 4:59 on Friday afternoon. Here's what the chief executive, John Bridgman, said, quote, "With its high water table, this site was always going to be a geographically perfect but geologically tough location to put a 5-metre diving pool down into, and there has been a small amount of subsidence around one of the dewatering wells," end of quote. Which means it's a great part of town to have a facility like this one, but the land there isn't so great. Which, in some respects, was always going to happen when the only reason it's being built there is because the government back in 2011 was all about a blueprint design for the central city as part of the earthquake recovery. And we had Jerry Brownlee and the rest of them wanting pretty pictures and a vision for what the new Christchurch would look like, which of course made sense back then, didn't it? Because we all needed a vision to hold on to and to give us hope. But as John Bridgman from Otakaro was saying, maybe the site chosen for the Metro Sports Facility wasn't the best, because when you start digging down 5 metres to put in a diving pool, you strike problems. And the problem here, as we heard on Friday, is subsidence. The other thing in Otakaro's statement that caught my eye was John Bridgman's comment about what this all means for costs and the budget. He says, while construction will take longer to complete, they have a fixed price contract with the contractor, and quote, "any variations beyond the $317 million already allocated will be worked through and agreed on with the contractor at a later date," end of quote. Now look, I'm no construction expert, but how can you say you've got a fixed price contract with the contractor in one breath and then say any variations will be worked through with the contractor at a later date? This doesn't sound like a fixed price contract to me, does it? What about you? At this stage, $317 million is due to be spent on the facility. The government's putting in money, so too is the Christchurch City Council. The council's contribution is capped, though. But let's not hold our breath on that one. In fact, let's not hold our breath on the whole thing, because it raises the question, doesn't it, as to whether or not we are any good here in New Zealand when it comes to delivering big infrastructure projects. We used to build big things, like massive things, hydro power stations. We built a bridge over the Auckland Harbour once. But these days it seems everything takes much longer and costs a lot more money, which leads me to the question I've got for you this morning. It's going to be 2025 before the big metro sports facility in Christchurch opens because of a two-year delay announced late on Friday. When it does open, it'll be more than 3 years later than originally planned. It'll also be 14 years after the 2011 earthquake. So on the basis of this, here's my question. On the basis of this and other big delays and other big projects, do you think New Zealand has become hopeless at delivering big infrastructure projects? Have we become hopeless? Well, call me right now. Tell me what you think. Our number here at News Talk ZB is 0800 80 10 80.